This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men that make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series, and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops, plus the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. You know, the Bass Nation operates youth and high school and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championships, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The BASS Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation Club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. What an incredible Geico Bassmaster Classic last week in Greenville. And once again, Jordan Lee came out of the pack to win for the second year in a row, putting his name next to Rick Klun and Kevin Van Dam as the only back-to-back winners in Classic history. And he did it in just his third and fourth Classics. Brent Ayler finished just 1 pound back after day one and two leader Jason Christie struggled on day three. Christie was third, and making a big move with a Sunday big bag of over 17 pounds was Matt Lee, Jordan's older brother, and one of the hottest guys on the tour right now. Not only was the competition great, but the crowds were great as well. Starting with Fan Appreciation Day on Thursday through the final weigh-in on Sunday, a total attendance of 143,323 was recorded at one or more of the activities, according to the law enforcement counts, host facilities officials, and other independent sources. The previous record was 137,700 set at the 2009 Classic in Shreveport. Last year's Classic in Houston drew 115,000 fans to Lake Conroe and the downtown Houston area. BASS CEO Bruce Aiken said, quote, "This record-breaking attendance would not have been possible without the loyalty of our fans and the partnerships between BASS and our sponsors, exhibitors, the media, and our host communities. Visit Greenville and visit Anderson." Now we have the champ, Jordan Lee, in the leadoff role today. Then, one of the best sight fishermen on the planet, Ish Monroe, talks fish in the beds. And finally, a classic collage of sound that I gathered from the docks each morning. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a classic afterglow edition. Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp April 6th through the 9th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS Lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as promised, the champ. Just like last year, the week after the Bassmaster Classic, it's Jordan Lee as he joins a pretty exclusive group. I don't know, Rick Klun, Kevin Van Dam. Jordan Lee, these are all back-to-back winners of the Bassmaster Classic, and the champ joins us now. Jordan, welcome in, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You know, I interviewed you in the parking lot on media day, and, you know, you didn't sound like you really had much going on. It was like, you know, I'm going to try this, I'll try that. You were messing around with wacky rigs and redoing some stuff, but you didn't feel like you were on something really going in, right? I mean, was that just a ruse, or is that true?
No, it's true. I mean, you know, a lot of events that, you know, that I fish, I mean, I'm not, you know, you fish a lot in practice, you try a lot of different things, and, you know, I eliminated a lot of different water, and, you know, that really helped me going into the tournament, and the weather change really just kind of played into what I was doing. I mean, it really, you know, Mother Nature in the spring, I mean, it's hard to predict, and, you know, the patterns and the things that I were doing, just it really played in exactly, you know, how the weather did. So it just, you know, it just worked out.
You were, what, 6 or 7 pounds back, but, you know, you made the big comeback last year. This is becoming your thing. But Jason Christie, I mean, you got a feel for him. I mean, he had a, you know, 5-6 pound lead going into the last day. And if he has just an average day, you guys are all shaking his hand. And you hate it for a guy. I know you want to win, but you hate it for such a good guy like Jason Christie.
You really do. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I do hate it for him. I mean, I hate it for him. I hate it for Brent. I hate it for my brother. And, you know, I really feel for, you know, just being that close and not being able to fill it up. And, I mean, it is the classic. And I've been really close in elite events and fell. I mean, not fell apart, but, you know, my two elite events, I've watched Kevin bring in, you know, him come in on the last day and beat me. And at St. Clair last year, Christie had a good bag. And, you know, I was leading for a couple of days and he came in and, you know, drop the hammer down, and that's just how it got. I mean, that's just what happens. I mean, it's hard to catch them every day, and things change, and it's I do hate it for them. I mean, they're great people and guys I look up to, you know, and have for years, and, you know, they're definitely the top anglers in our sport for sure.
Jordan Lee, Bassmaster Classic champion, back to back. He's won 2 of the 4 classics that he's fished in. He's cashed in 41 of the 52 tournaments he's entered. But, you know, I know you're a 2-time Bassmaster Classic champ, but, you know, go ahead and win an elite event someday. You know what I mean? I mean, why not win one of those things? That's not big enough deal for you? You only win when it's 300 grand, not 100 grand?
No, I promise you, I've tried, and it's hard. I don't know if it's a 3-day tournament. You know, 3-day tournaments are or my deal or what, but I may be calling Bass and trying to get it to change it to 3-day events, and I may have a couple. So
fastest to $1 million as well, over $1 million in earnings now. And when you hear that, Rick Klun, KVD, Jordan Lee, I mean, is it almost surreal, you know, to be in that company so quickly and doing something that only 2 other guys have done in 48 years?
It really is. It is surreal. I mean, there's so many great anglers, and I don't know what it is. I mean, it's just these last two classics have just, it's just been meant to be. I mean, I don't know how, you know, how to put it any other way than that, just because there are so many good anglers that are right there at it. I mean, just have it right there, and it just does not happen for them.
Yeah.
And it just happens for me, and I don't know. It's just, it's hard to explain. It really is, but I'm definitely thankful for it. And, yeah, I mean, Rick Plund, Van Dam, I mean, those guys are the top tier. I mean, and to be even mentioned in the same sentence is pretty cool. I mean, I'm just a, you know, 20, I'm 26, you know, I love to fish. I mean, I'm a guy from Alabama. I'm not anything superhuman. And I mean, it's just, it's been surreal for sure.
Van Dam said on Sunday, you know, he says, yeah, I've won four of these things, but I fished in 27 of them. You know, you've won two out of four. And so he feels like his percentage isn't very good, but I mean, he's still Kevin Van Dam. Now, last year on Conroe, you had a couple of real pigs anchoring your sack, but you know, this was a different kind of deal. You know, people were wondering, would it be largemouths, would it be spots that would win it, and you weighed in for the 3 days, eight spots and seven largemouths. So, you know, for you, were you targeting one or the other, and they were just, they're both in the similar spots, or you know, was it something, yeah, where you went for spots and then you went in to the creeks for largemouth?
That's exactly what I did. You know, I started out my mornings targeting spotted bass, and you know, I thought that would be, you know, the spots are a little bit easier to catch as far as targeting. I mean, you can, you know, pull up and, you know, they're a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more predictable. And I had a few, you know, places that you know, I didn't know going in if they were going to be productive. And they turned out to be really productive just to start my day off in the right direction. And, you know, I could catch, you know, a limit, you know, within the first, you know, hour and a half, mm-hmm, every day, and, you know, caught a couple, you know, really, really good ones. I mean, that second day I weighed in all spots, so, and caught those pretty quick and just went looking for largemouth. And the largemouth really, you know, I knew going in that I wasn't going to get a lot of bites just from based off my practice. So that's why I kind of started with the spots, and then, you know, just fished for largemouth the rest of the day, and tried to, you know, put it in front of as many docks. And, you know, that's really what I was targeting the whole time for the largemouth, you know, staying in the clear water. And, you know, I thought if I could, you know, something I like to do, and I thought, you know, I don't need that many bites. I just need a couple here or there, and you know, I could have a good day. So that's what I did, and it just, you know, the game plan kind of worked out just from the weather the last day being sunny, being slick. I mean, it was a tough day for moving baits, and the docks were just the deal, and it just played right into what I was doing.
Bassmaster Classic champ Jordan Lee, our guest, and an Auburn Tiger, won a national championship at Auburn with his brother Matt Lee as well, Auburn guys. And as you know, Jordan, you know, Clemson University sits right there on Lake Hartwell, and about 2 or 3 hours after you won the Bassmaster Classic and took all that money out of their lake, you know, they kind of hammered your Auburn Tigers in the tournament. I think it's your fault. I think you motivated them, to take out Auburn after what you did to their lake.
Maybe so. That is a possibility. Yeah, I was a little bummed to hear, because they did put it on us pretty bad, and I had to go to the news station the next morning and watch us get beat pretty bad. So maybe it was a little sweet redemption for me. So poor eagle for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's you know, you win by a pound. Let's pull the curtain back for a minute here. You win by exactly 1 pound over Brent Erler. You both had about the same sack. I think you had 16.5. He had 16.4. On the final day, when do you know? I mean, when you're sitting out there in that parking lot, do you know, or do you think you know? Because the emotion when they finally weigh him in and you have won by a pound was amazing. But when did you really know, I think I got this thing?
Oh, until the scales, you know, until I saw my weight on the scales is really when I knew, just because, I mean, it was so close. And, you know, Jason didn't need that much, and you know, Bass Track, you don't ever know with that, just because it's so close. So I didn't know to the last second. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, when I had a little bit more weight than Brent, you know, that was a big hurdle. And I thought, man, you know, this could be it. And but when Christy, when I didn't know what he needed, when he came up there and he only needed 9 pounds, I really, really thought he had it. Yeah. So,
all right, Jordan.
I was surprised for sure.
Yeah. Jordan Lee has been our guest. He is the two-time Bassmaster Classic champ. And good luck at the Sabine River coming up in April. And, you know, maybe we'll be talking again. We talk to the champ each after each tournament, so maybe we'll be talking again. I got a feeling we might be talking to your brother pretty soon, the way that kid's charging the last six or seven tournaments.
I totally agree. Matt definitely he's on fire right now. So you'll be talking to him soon, I promise.
All right, Jordan. I appreciate you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Jordan Lee. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, it's our technique of the week. It's sight fishing. We're going to do it with one of the best, Ish Monroe, next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to ABCElectricService.com to learn more and email your resume. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/bass.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion, Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. Great to catch up with Jordan Lee, second year in a row winning the Bassmaster Classic. And now for a little technique of the week. It's spring. Depending on what part of the country you are in, these bass are moving up on beds. You may be able to see them. You may not be able to see them. But I tell you, one guy that if you're going to talk bed fishing and if you're going to talk sight fishing, you got to talk to Ish Monroe, and he joins us now. Ish, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Tell me, before we get to the bed fishing and the technique, I mean, that kid Jordan Lee hadn't won an elite event yet. You've won about four of those, I think, but he's won two Bassmaster Classics. I mean, it's just absolutely nutty. And, you know, he said he's going to petition BASS to change to a three-day format because apparently the three-day deal is what he likes, not the four-day deal.
Yeah, he can win three-day format tournaments. I know. Congratulations to him. I mean, he's a great champion, and, you know, he won last year. He did a great job. He's won this year. He'll do another great job.
Yeah. Now, you know, just talk. You worked the show. You were there at the Expo. It was a tremendous venue. A lot of fans coming by. But you fished 10 of these classics. Just how rough is it to put that smile on your face and shake everybody's hand and do the dance when you know you really want to be out on that water?
you definitely want to be out on the water, but it's great to also mingle with the fans. And this Classic has shown that the sport's growing, and there were tons of kids there and tons of parents who brought their kids there, and it was just a great fan, you know, fan-based event. And I actually didn't mind it too much, but yes, I did want to be out there on the water.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, let's talk a little bit about our technique of the week this week, and it's a very general topic, but it's a topic bed fishing, you know, sight fishing, if you will. First of all, talk about, you know, people think that all bed fishing is sight fishing, that you're always seeing it, but just talk about fishing blind in an area where you know there are beds, but you can't necessarily see the fish.
Yeah, I mean, I blind sight fish a lot. And what it is say you're fishing, you know, grass, and you see a hole in the grass. Most likely in the springtime, there is a bass there sitting on a bed. You just don't know it. A lot of times when you're flipping or you throw your spinnerbait or your chatterbait around, you know, you catch a lot of fish that are on beds and that you don't realize that you're doing that.
Yeah. And then there's also the issue of the bucks. Explain for listeners out there, because everybody thinks that if you're fishing, if you're bed fishing or sight fishing, you know, you're just fishing for those big females. But, you know, those bucks are around that are guarding the nest. So just talk about the time of the spawn when the bucks are all around the nest and what their job is compared to the females.
Well, I mean, so that water temperature starts to creep up, you know, being in the 40s, getting into the 50s. What happens is the males will move up and they'll actually create and make the bed.
All right, so they,
and then as that's going on, they basically court the female to coming into the bed, and they basically get her excited to lay her eggs. Mm-hmm. And then the males fertilize the eggs, and from there, the female gets to pretty much leave. And then the male is sitting there guarding the nest.
How long will the males be around the nest after the female has left the nest?
They're there until the actual eggs have hatched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and once the eggs have hatched, they stay around the fingerling or the fry until they get big enough to move out on their own. It's kind of like, you know, your kids graduate from high school and time to send them off to college.
I hear you. Now, I'm fishing a tournament last year about this time of year on Gunnersville in a Clearwater area, and I see about an 8 or 9 pounder that's on the bed, and I'm working that fish, and then I swear I see another one that moves in. It was kind of a big bedding area. Now, would there be two separate nests there, or is there a possibility that a couple of big females would use the same nest, or must be another nest, you know, right in that area?
Well, I've actually watched it where there's been multiple females in a nest, and they will all spawn in there because it's probably just one of the best places that has everything that they need. You know, they're looking for a happy home and a place to lay their eggs that's going to be that they have the best chance of survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. So I wasn't crazy. I was like, wait a minute, there's two. There's
no, you're not. No, you weren't crazy.
It was like 18 pounds. I could have won the tournament if I could have snagged both of them. It was just, I did hook one of them, but it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to get those big ones set pretty well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and the thing is it's amazing sometimes in clear water how bold they'll be. Some spook, but these fish, I'd be honest with you, I was almost sitting right on top of them. I was trying to stay back a little bit, but I was within 10, 12 feet. I mean, I was right there, and it's amazing in 4 or 5 feet of water sometimes how bold they'll be.
Once you're actually, the fish are, you know, once they're spawning and they're doing their thing, they're not going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like you're kissing on your wife, you don't want to leave. So everybody's just going to kind of stay there.
Yeah. The thing is, those when you're fishing those beds, you want a big fat female. You know, when you're kissing on your wife, you're hoping that, you know, that's not necessarily the case, but.
But it's your opportunity to catch the biggest bass in your life because they weigh the most at that time. The pre-spawn has happened where the pre-spawn, they are feeding up to get fatter so that they have more fat content for protecting the eggs that are in their belly. Mm-hmm. And then along with the eggs, so a fish that might be 5 pounds in the summertime is going to be 6 to 7 pounds in the spawn itself.
And the reverse is true too. I mean, I I'm just going by personal experience, but I could swear I had a 7.5 pounder when I went to the scales at a tournament late in the year, it was July or August, and I put that thing on the scales, and it was like 6 pounds, 1 ounce. and I thought the scale was broken. I'm like, what are you talking about? But when they spawn out, it's amazing sometimes how thin they can get.
Well, what happens is once they spawn out, the eggs are gone, and then they are not in the mood to eat for a while. It's just, they just pumped out, you know, 100,000 babies, and they're just like, yeah, I'm not going to eat. So they don't eat, and then they get skinny again, and then once they actually get back in the feed, they'll be back to their normal weight.
All right, so let's say you're sight fishing, whether you're blind sight fishing or sight fishing, you see them on the beds there. First of all, you got to have those great glasses. I know you know you're a cocoons guy, and just talk about how important the glasses are and how different lenses depending on whether it's a cloudy day or a sunny day.
Right. Well, here's the deal is cocoons, I've been with them for a long time. They were one of the first sunglasses that have 100% polarization. 100% polarization is the key. 100% UV protection is any sunglass that you buy anyways.
Right.
But you have to have 100% polarization. It reduces all the glare and allows you to see in the water. Then, you know, whether you're fishing a bright, bright sunny day, you might want something that's a little darker. Or those cloudy days, you might want a yellow lens. Mm-hmm. I like a copper lens in tannic colored water, which is that black, clear water.
Right.
And then I like an amber lens all the way around for most applications.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the amber lens as well. All right, so let's talk about some of the techniques, some of the things that you're throwing in there and what you'll follow up with as well. You know, when you first, you've got them located, you know they're on the bed here. How do you attack them first, and then how do you follow up if they're not taking the first couple of offerings?
Well, for me is I start out, you know, throwing a topwater bait when I'm searching for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll get a lot of bite or that one big bite that the fish wasn't on the bed, but he was near the bed. Because the fish are in a protective mode. So in the fish first pull up, I always go bigger is better. You know, the big ish tube, a big D-bomb, a something really, really, really big, a destroyer, just a big profile bait to pitch in that bed because they're in protection mode. And when they're in protection mode, it's like you sitting at, you know, the park and you're watching your kids play at the playground. Well, if another kid comes in the playground, you're not really worried. But some big grown adult gets in the playground with your kids, then you're going to go over there and do something about it.
Right.
And so when they're in that protection mode, I always go bigger. Now, there's times where the fish have been caught off the beds, which when they get caught off beds, they'll actually go back to the bed if you release them right away.
Right.
And then they might get a little bit more finicky, or they might just be a little bit more shy or to the baits themselves. So then you have to downsize and possibly finesse them and catch them that way. Or it's at the end of the spawn where you have to really, really downsize and finesse and possibly throw a drop shot in there. But for me, the first instant is the biggest bait I got, I'm pitching in that bed to try to get them to react right off the bat and then play their mode from there.
And we've talked about how with topwaters, you know, you got to kind of feel the fish before you set the hook. You don't want to jerk it out of them, away from them. But we've also seen fish on a bed that will pick up a bait and blow it out, you know, move a foot and blow it out, and you don't even feel a thing. So just talk about how when you see them grab that jig, you know, about how you attack that kind of hook set, because sometimes you won't even feel it.
Well, the deal is, you know, when you're watching them, you're trying to use lighter colored baits that you can see. So if that bait's gone, then yes, you go out there, you set the hook, you got that fish.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times for me is I try to let the fish swim away from the bed with it because you don't want to snag them, because especially if you're in a tournament, you have to release that fish.
Right.
And then it's just, you know, it's not sportsmanlike to snag them anyways when you see them on beds. So you want to make sure the fish has the bait and he's moving away with it anyways.
Yeah. All right. Finally, talk about the ethics of that, because we know that as you said, if you catch one off a bed, you know, you're going to release that fish anyway. Most of us are releasing fish 95% of the time anyway. So you release that fish, goes right back to the bed for the most part. But talk about the tournament situation. You haul that fish 10 miles to the weigh-in site. They then go out in a boat or whatever, the release boat. What happens to those fish that have been displaced from their particular nest?
Those fish still have those eggs, and they're just going to find another nest. I mean, they're either going to find another male, or I've actually had fish that we know that have swam, you know, 3 or 4 miles back to their original nest.
Right.
And it takes them a day or two to get back there, but they'll just do that just because.
Now, will they release, I mean, I don't know if they, you know, you would even know this, but would they release fish that are bedding fish in a shallower water application, maybe take them up a creek or someplace like that, or they're going to just release them out in 40 feet of water in the main river channel?
No, they're going to release them. They're going to release them with their best opportunity to survive. And that deeper water, especially after, you know, being in live wells and stuff like this, that deeper water has a higher oxygen content.
Oh, okay.
There's more water movement. And so they have a better chance of survival actually dumping them in there and letting the fish acclimate itself back to the shallow water.
Ish Monroe on Sight Fishing. Ish, I got a feeling, man, the way this schedule sets up, I think you're going to have a great year. Good luck at the Sabine River. And, you know, hopefully we'll be talking to you again sometime this year about a win.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, the best of the classic, sound that I gathered all week long at the Bassmaster Classic. That's next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp April 6th through the 9th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio. And one of the neat things I was able to do is each day gather some sound from around the docks. And this is the best of the Bassmaster Minutes from the Bassmaster Classic.
Tom Abraham here with a Bassmaster Radio Minute with the defending champ, Jordan Lee. All right, so based on your experience, what will be the plan? Are you going to look for a point and then break down and then catch about 25 pounds of fish? Is that the plan there this year?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, now when I go out fishing and tournaments, I'm just looking for signs. Something to tell me to stop here, whether it's my motor breaking down or trolling motor, you know. No, I'm just kidding. No, that really just worked out in my favor. And this tournament, to win this, it's really meant to be. You're going to have some key moments, you know, and that's any tournament. But this one in particular, you really have to have things go your way.
Not a points event. How do you play that? I mean, is this a hero zero type of deal for you?
You know, it can be. You can look at it a couple different ways. You can go in this tournament saying, look, I'm going to go just do something where I think I can catch 5 big fish. And, you know, if it works out, it works out. Or, you know, you can just kind of go out there and see – you know, fish how you think you can catch some fish, and then, you know, just try to build off of it every day, and, you know, trying to learn something new, and knowing it's a 3-day tournament, and, you know, it's not just a 1-day shootout. So you gotta kind of stay in it, but you just need to, you know, fish what you're confident in. And that's what I'm going to do, whether I think it's, you know, there's some things I'm going to do that's probably not going to win the tournament for me, but I'm going to do it because I think that's my best chance, you know, at, you know, having a good showing too.
Cold snap for practice, but warming conditions throughout the tournament. Do you think that plays much of a factor? I mean, it doesn't really change the water too much, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, water temps a lot this time of year. And you know, these days it is warm today, but we have a lot of wind. And that wind really doesn't warm up the water a lot. So, you know, if it was slick, calm, and sunny, and that water temp could get up, it may change a little bit. But it's probably going to be the same, you know, the whole week. You're not going to see a big push of a fish doing something, you know, that they weren't. That's my opinion, though.
And I got Jacob Wheeler with me right now, man. He's one of the favorites in this deal for sure. And, Wheels, what do you think, man? 33,000 square acres out there, and it seems like it's all in play.
Yeah, I mean, this week, especially with the water level, you know, we're at, there's really nothing out of play. I mean, obviously, these fish, I mean, down there towards the lower end of the lake, there's big spotted bass. I mean, they go all the way up in these rivers. But for me, it's just sort of going to put the head down and try to catch the 5 biggest bass we can. You're going to have to fish the conditions, and then these conditions have changed every single day. Through last day of practice, it was cold. Today, you could feel it's a lot warmer, 50 degrees. It's going to be 70 today, 70 tomorrow, 70 the third day. And the guy who wins this tournament is going to have to change with the conditions.
Are you looking for a certain kind of weather? Is there something that would that you would like to see happen here? Because it is going to be so much different than it was in practice.
Yeah, there's definitely something that I got in the back of my mind in practice. I seen something and a glimpse of something that I was saying, okay, if that were to go down, I know what's going to go, you know, I know what's up. So I got something under my hat right now that I'm really excited to get out there. You know, it's sort of, I didn't try to dial the pattern in or try to really define it because I didn't want to be caught up with just one thing. But I got something in my back pocket that I'm pretty excited about.
How about Greenville, man? How about what a great job they do putting this thing on and this facility here as well at Green Pond Landing?
Absolutely. I mean, this area right here, I actually started my bass fishing career right here on Lake Hartwell, so it's cool to be back. And, I mean, Green Pond, Greenville, look, I mean, my first classic was here, so there's a lot of great memories around this area and surrounding around this lake. I mean, we got a crazy crowd this morning. I mean, there's traffic nonstop heading to the ramp. And, you know, they're going to show out big for this event.
Jacob Wheeler, good luck, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Greg, a lot of hoopla here. Obviously, it's the Bassmaster Classic. At some point in time, though, you get out there and it's just fishing, right?
Yeah, once we get took off, it's the Bassmaster Classic until we get to your first spot, and then it's just another Bassmaster tournament. Then it's all on.
Do you feel like you got something figured out here that you can focus on?
You know, hopefully, I figured a little something out in practice. It's getting better. That's what I tried to do. I tried to figure out where they were going or where I was guessing to where I thought they were going, and that's the way I plan to fish today.
Everybody says it's wide open, no matter what kind of fisherman you are, deep, shallow, power, what finesse. Is that how you feel, that you can kind of focus on what you like to do?
Yeah, to some extent, but I still think you need to be in the area where they live at regardless. You can catch fish doing anything right now, but to catch the right ones, I think you have to be doing a certain deal. So my plan is to, you know, and I'm not fishing for a lot of bites, just fish for big ones.
Tom Abraham back with another Bassmaster Radio Minute. We're going to do this one with the leader, 20 pounds, 11 ounces, Jason Christie, man. Pretty strong day yesterday. Just give us a quick synopsis on how that all came together.
You know, everything just worked out perfect yesterday. You know, I learned something early. I ran with it for a few hours, actually switched gears about noon, and ended up catching some big ones. So it was just one of those, you know, those days you dream about in the Classic, and I was fortunate enough to happen on the first day.
We've had a few showers come through here first thing. We're going to have cloud cover in the morning, but I don't know that the weather is going to be as different as everybody really predicted it would be. How will that impact you if we got a cloudy first four or five hours?
You know, the only way I know how to answer that is I'll tell you after it's over with. You know, I'm going to go with the thought that I'm going out there practicing. Hopefully I run across them, and I can't tell you how it's going to impact till after it's over with.
Did you think there'd be a 20-pound bag out there?
Oh, yeah. This is Lake Hartwell. I mean, I won here in 11, and there was a few of them. I mean, 20 is like usually the benchmark, and that's what I want to try to catch today. I don't know that I can expect that, but, I, you know, if I came in with anything around 20, I'd be a happy guy.
Jason Christie, our leader. Good luck, man. Brent Ayler, fourth, as he gets ready to go today. And we've got a little shower to get the morning started. It's going to be cloud cover for a while, maybe. But do you think that this weather's really going to affect what you're on?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hurt. If anything, it'll help. The fish that I'm fishing for, I found them when it was sunny, and I found them when it was raining, too. So I don't think it's really going to affect them that much. If anything, maybe a little bit better.
You know, you get the Bassmaster Live treatment today, and yesterday, Zona in a game, Tommy Sanders, myself, we were talking about the guys were not very chatty. So are you ready to kind of, you know, give them a little entertainment for the listeners and viewers on Bassmaster Live?
We'll see. We'll see how the morning goes. If I'm catching them, then yeah. If not, then I may not be talking much. I might have to get prompted to say something.
Kevin Van Dam with a 16th after day one. It's moving day. You got a little bit of rain moving in. It's cloudy. A lot of 13 to 15 pound bags. You're in that kind of that group, but it seems like two bites away from a 20 pound bag.
Yeah, that's the thing is you've got to get a couple quality bites. And, you know, yesterday it never happened for me. And it's really surprising because every day at practice, I've been able to, you know, to be able to stumble on a couple of big largemouths. And I never caught a largemouth yesterday. So that's just, unfortunate for the day. I knew the conditions were going to be a little bit challenging, but I thought it'd still be better. Today, it's, pretty much kind of what you want. You know, the only thing I would tell you is I'd like to have some wind with this rain, too, and just have it steady all day. These fish really go crazy when you get a low-pressure system like this. So you're going to see some big weights today, and I just hope I'm one of those guys.
Do you have a number in mind? Do you go into this with a number, or do you go into it one cast at a time?
You go in the Bassmasters Classic to catch everything you can. There's no saving for tomorrow or no holding back. You got to catch every ounce you can, especially on a lake like this that doesn't have a huge number of those giant bass in it. You know, I mean, if you catch a fish bigger than 5 pounds here, it's a bonus, you know. I mean, but there is a ton of 3 to 5 pounders. So, if you can get in the right little area like that, you know, 20 pounds is very, very, very easy to do. And, you know, that's what I'm looking to do today is I really need to catch 20 plus today and to have a chance, you know, to be going into the final day.
Watching on live yesterday, I mean, you had that steady action, but it seemed like, I don't know if confused a little bit or a little bit frustrated. I wasn't sure how I was reading your mannerisms out there. It seemed like a little bit confused that there you weren't getting that bigger bite.
Yeah, I did. I was, you know, getting enough bites to keep me going, but I just felt like, you know, you keep doing them, keep grinding, I'm gonna catch some big ones. And I never got it. I caught a couple of good ones, and that was it. I didn't get near the bites that I thought I should, even with those conditions. So today, it can be a total different deal. The one thing you have to do here is you got to capitalize on the morning bite. These fish move up shallow in the mornings and chase herring. And gosh, you know, every other morning I've been able to get in. I just got in a bad rotation early where I apparently there wasn't any bait around where I was at because I just did not. I caught one on my first stop, and then for the next hour I never got another bite. And that's when you got to make hay. You got to catch two or three good ones early, and then it sets yourself up for the rest of the day.
Tom Abraham here, Bassmaster Radio Minute with the Pursuer. Second place, it's Edwin Evers. He's almost 5 pounds, right around 5 pounds back. And got to be feeling pretty good about today, right? You've done this before, 29 pounds, final day, no biggie, right?
Oh, that's hard to duplicate. You know, that was a special day on a special lake with a special location. You know, I haven't found that here. I'm going to go looking today, though. So it's out there. I can assure you there's a stringer out there that I can win with today. I'm going to go do all I can, try to find it, and put it in this nitro.
3 different days of weather, and, today, do you expect it continues to push them back into the creeks pretty good?
I think so. You know, things are warming up. I think we had quite a bit of rain last night, you know, and today I don't think we're going to have near the wind. To me, it looks like the wind's going to go from the west all the way around to the east. When it starts doing that, it's basically non-existent wind. So that's probably going to be the biggest factor today, and that's probably been, with that and the sunshine, has been the two biggest factors in this tournament.
All right, man. Sooners all over that top five. I mean, goodness gracious, all money you guys just came here and won the deal.
Hey, it's just, it's pretty cool. We like to represent our state well. Our Sooners did not do any good in basketball, which, so aggravating. You know, they had such a good first half of the season. It's just like they fell on their face, and it's kind of embarrassing. But I'm hoping Trey Young will stay around for another year, but who knows what will happen.
No chance of that. I just want to tell you that. But, all right, man, this is the real March Madness for the Sooners right here.
Yeah, it is. It's happening right here on Lake Hartwell.
Casey Ashley, he won this thing in 2015, sitting in eighth place right now. You got that secret honey hole right ready now to go and make the big move?
No honey hole. That's the problem. And that's why I wanted it to be cold and the water to be low. Lake comes up and it gets warm, man. The fish rush the bank. And that, you know, that takes the advantage away from the local guy. It doesn't matter how much you know. Everybody else has still got a chance just because there's so many fish shallow. But I know where the big ones live. I just got to give them a bite.
Yeah, and it's been kind of weird. Three different days weather-wise, totally. And then, of course, the storm last night, and now today it's going to be warm out there and a little bit of a breeze. But you feel like this is really pushing them up shallow?
Yeah, this is no matter what the storms and all that have done, for the past 4 days has been the most stable weather that it's been since we showed up here to even start fishing. So, I mean, that's got to be in our favor as good as it can get.
Right.
Today's going to be the day. There's still going to be a lot of jumping and changing around, jockeying in positions, but it's going to be good. The guys are going to catch them. The sun's going to shine. This time of year, the fish do. They change a lot, you know, from day to day. You never know what the weather's going to be. Wind blows from different directions every day, and the guys are going to catch them.
Casey Ashley, 2015 champ with us. Good luck, man.
Thank you, sir.
Tom Abraham, Bassmaster Radio Minute here on Championship Sunday with Mark Daniels Jr. in his 17th place going into this thing, but still holding on to the big fish of the tournament with a 6-pound 11-ouncer on day one. Does that thing hold up? What do you think? There's some big ones out there today.
There are definitely some big ones. Weather's warming up. We're getting sunshine today, 70s. Those big fish are really, really wanting to spawn. You're probably going to see some big ones. Of course, I hope the 6-11 holds up, or even better, I hope I catch one bigger than 6-11 today on Championship Sunday. That'd be awesome.
How cool has this been, you know, Anderson and Greenville back at the weigh-in, and how receptive they have been, and to be out here on Championship Sunday. This is just the ultimate, isn't it?
Man, this is the pinnacle, man, and this is my first Classic, and I didn't really know what to expect. You hear all the rumors and et cetera, but until you get here and experience it yourself and you launch your boat and you look up on the bank and you see a couple thousand people standing there, that's when it really hits home of just how big of a fishing community this is here in Anderson, South Carolina, and how big the Bassmaster Classic is.
Gerald Swindle, the real winners are those that are going to be watching on Bassmaster Live because he is wired up. He's top five and a chance to do something special. G, you said you were going to fish your way here. And have you been able to do that to get yourself in this position?
I have. I kind of much fish my strength, fish things I'm confident in, and try to do that. Fish with your confidence, things you're strong in, but fish in a manner you think you can win. And I've done that. I knew I had a decent pattern. I didn't know how good it was, but it's starting to kind of really come together. So I just need to execute today, catch every fish it bites, and we'll be okay.
25 boats, man. This is other than the cameras and all the noise and everything else. This is like a Wednesday night Wildcat back in Alabama, right, man?
It should be. It's a little bit bigger crowd, but 25-boat tournament, the problem is the other 24 are the best in the world.
Man, what tremendous access to the fishermen right before they took off each day. All right, when we return, we'll wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume. May. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/Bass.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to the final segment of Bassmaster Radio. As we idle this show back to the dock, I am Tom Abraham. Let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. I just want to take a moment myself to congratulate Chris Stone from VisitGreenvilleSC.com and Neil Paul of VisitAnderson.com and all of the people of the upstate area for being such tremendous hosts. I had never been to the area, and I was stunned at how beautiful that region is. And downtown Greenville is incredible. A down-home feel, but with big-time entertainment and restaurants. And Anderson? Who knew what a neat place that was? If it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. Now is the time to visit Bassmaster.com for a chance to fish with 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack, including items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, a GoPro, and more. The total prize value is over $57,000. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now, while you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their teams, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is another great reason to become a member of BASS today, and you can do that at Bassmaster.com as well. Sign up for Fantasy at BassmasterFantasy.com. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce a new and improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, and the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. This weekend, it's the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Southern Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. That'll be at Lay Lake in Shelby County, Alabama. And then it's the Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River presented by Econo Lodge coming up in Orange, Texas. That'll be April 6th through 9th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's only just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or guests you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our technique of the week, just tweet it to us at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.